I wanted to mention, investigate the area of yichas a little bit. What the concept of yichas is. So, you find it in last week's parsha. It's interesting. You have the incident of the Benish Mitzri. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, Vahu ben Ish Mitzri, Besoch ben Yisrael. Vayinatsu Bamachne, Ben Yisraelis, Vishay Yisraeli. Okay? Yeah, so Rashi, interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, so Rashi says, Mehechon Yotza. Vayetze ben Isha says, Mehechon Yotza. So Rashi says, Rabbi Levi Omer Meolomo Yotza. Rabbi Brechi Omer Miparsha Shalom Milo Yotza. Ligleg V'Omar, Biyom HaShabbos Yarchenu. The Pasuk says, Biyom HaShabbos Yarchenu. Lifnei Hashem Tomei. It's talking about the Lechem HaPanim. So Derech HaMelech Lecho Paschama B'chol Yom Shema Pason Enes Shel Tisha Yomim Bitnia. So Lechem HaPanim is old. It's old bread, because it's from last week. So he says this is not Derech HaMelech. Umasnita Amra mi beis dino shel Moshe yatsa mechuyev. Okay, bolita olo besoch machane dan. He wanted to put his oil in the middle of machane dan. Amra lo, so they said to him, Mativ cholakad, what are you doing over here? Amra lahem, he said to them, mibnei donane. I come from Sheva Don. Amra lo, they said to him, it says, ishal digla bosos, leves avosom ksiv. So it goes by the father. Nichnas lebezdino shel Moshe. So he went into Moshe Rabbeinu's bezdin, the yatsa mechayev, and he lost his case. Omar the gadaf. So then he was megadif. It's an interesting thing. He was a birkas Hashem. Okay. Yep. So what's the machlekes? So what's the machlekes? Yeah. So the first one is, it says vayetze. So the all revolves around what the word vayetze means. So the first one says me'olomo yetze yotza. So it means to say that it. So that's a mean vayetze means that he left his world, meaning that. The world that was apportioned to him, the reality of the world that was apportioned to him, so he left that world. It means he went out of reality, basically. He went out of his world. Meaning to say there are certain chatoyim that a person can commit doesn't necessarily mean because you're a chote, you're a yotza me'olamo. It's a chait. You know, it's a transgression, it's a weakness, it's a loss. It's a failure. But me'olamo yatsa means that the pasuk, according to, that's what Rabbi Levi says, me'olamo yatsa vayetze ben isha yisraelis. The pasuk is telling you, is teaching you, this is not an ordinary chet. This kind of a chet is a yatsa me'olamo, because other chatoyim, yeah, it's terrible. It's a balavera. He did a terrible thing, but doesn't necessarily mean that it affects his entire mentality. You see. But this time, this chait was yotza me'olamo. Vayetze ben ish yisrael is not an ordinary chait. This is a chait where the person is completely removed from reality, and that's what it means. Of course, he loses his chelek, olam hazeh, olam haba, everything is gone, because he has left reality. That's what Rabbi Levi says it means. Vayetze yotza me'olamo. This chait took him out of the reality that God had assigned to him, his olam. He lost. Okay? Yeah. Now we said that's Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Berechia Omer Miparsha Shalom Maila Yatza. Rabbi Berechia says, Rabbi Berechia on the Parsha Shalamayla Yotza. The Pasuk is, the Chazal are trying to show you that the Pasuk is getting into this derivation, the source of the fate. Is it not just the Maisa HaChet, the Maisa HaVeras? Maisa is very, very little or small, is nothing. I mean, it's not the Maisa that caused the problem. It's what does Chazal say? Hirura Avera Kashime Avera. It's the person's mental frame that's the serious thing, not the Maisa Avera. So the Pasuk is saying with the word Vayetze, it's trying to trace back the source of his chait. Where did he go wrong? I mean, that's the important thing. How, what happened to his character? Not simply the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera is small, and it's essentially more important is to understand the development of the individual, where he came from, the source of the chait. You understand what I mean? Okay. So now it's like this. So the Parsha Lamal says that the source, the ideology of the chait. That's what the pasuk is looking for. Vayetze is looking for the ideology of the chait. Okay. So it's like this. Ligleg vama biyom haShabbos yachenu. Derech haMelech lecho paschamo b'chol yom shema pasoner shel tisha yamin bitmiyot. So it's going to come out that the Kvot Shemayim is being compromised. So what's so terrible about that? So I mean, he was worried about Kvot Shemayim. So the Ligleg Vomar. So he said, how could you have Pas, a Melech gets fresh bread every day. And here in the Migdash, we're talking about the Pas in the Migdash, and it's Melech Malchei Hamlochim. So it certainly should be every day. So how do you have bread? Over here that's from last week? The Lechem Apanim from last week? So Ligleg Vamar. Okay? So what's wrong? On the contrary, it would seem on the surface that he had a good question. So why do we say a person had a good question? What's so bad? Okay, so it says Ligleg. All right, but where is over here? Where do we see in this the ideology of the chet? And where do we see in this the ideology of the chet? Okay, and yeah. Then you have the other one. The other one says Min Beis Dina Shel Moshe Yatsa Mechuyev. Because he wanted to put his claim to Machaneh Dan, he said he's from Dan, his mother's from Dan, and they said, "Look, this doesn't work that way. This works leves avosel." So he tried his case in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said he's wrong. So then he was I'm going to get it. So he says, "Like some machlekes, two different things that have no shaychas to each other." You know what I mean? I mean, in an argument with Chazal, you don't find the machlekes has to be in a certain sphere, and then you have two opinions that are based upon the components of the area. You have like one says it's from this, and the other one says it's something else completely, has no shaykhs to it. One says from me because he's upset about the lechem apanim, and the other one says that he's upset about his dinta. He wanted to put his oval over there and machane dan. They didn't let him do it. I mean, what was one thing I do with the other? What's shaykhs? Yeah, but the pshat is like this. You see, you have to understand that in the chait, what is the chait? The chait is birkas Hashem. Birkas Hashem means that he's angry at God, and therefore he's a megadef. You see, therefore he's megadef. It means he verbalizes a klola. And there's a whole system of how exactly he has to do it in order to be chayav misa. Okay, but the basic chait, I mean, the basic chait is not based upon being a bucky in the sugya in Sanhedrin. I mean, that's for the bezin to judge. You know exactly how he does it. He has to be done in a very specific way. But in terms of his own imperfection, you see, the imperfection which is based upon two things. One is a primitive idea of God. That's one thing. That's the basis. A primitive idea of God, and of course it means to say that the idea of being angry at God necessitates, demands that the person has a primitive idea of God. See, if a person has an idea of God, the true idea of God, Yesod HaYesodos SheYeshom Motzi Rishon and L'Sfunaso Ein Cheker, and he's a Bria Shvela V'Afela Omei B'Das Me'uto L'Fnei Tom and Deos, it doesn't make it, this whole thing is impossible. It doesn't make any sense. He's angry. It's stupid. So in order to be Mevorech Hashem, the first thing the individual needs is a primitive idea of God. Okay? Based upon a primitive notion of God, you see. And of course, that alone, a person can sometimes have a primitive notion of God, but he can get away with it if nothing adverse happens in his life. You get away with it. I mean, a primitive idea of God, but he's not going to be in Bavar Hashem, because somehow things that happen, nothing really happened to him that he can't somehow in his superficial way that he can't talk it away. I mean, yeah, this happened. He'll say, "Oh, it's for the better." Is this that? You know, work out some kind of so he can have a primitive idea of God, but he can work out some nonsensical system that will manage to escape a confrontation. You see, but sometimes a person can't escape the confrontation. So then, when those two elements join, the primitive notion of God and the confrontation where he can't answer the question, you see, so then he is Megadev. That's really what causes that's what causes Megadev. You see. And that's really these two Chazal. Vayetze mehechon yatza. Because the pasuk, the chachmas akasav is always shown to us through the grammar. The Torah doesn't destroy the storyline, but what it does is it places an inappropriate grammatical form. So you look for the idea through that clue. So that's a vayetze. What do you mean vayetze? Mehechan yatza. I mean, what is this vayetze? You see, the Torah is putting a little change over there to direct you to the idea, to the ideology of the chait. So both Chazal chose the two elements that are necessary in order to put together this chait. One element is the primitive notion of God, and that was that's represented with the Mipasha Shalomar Yatza. Because what did he say? He said the regular Melech Bas Vadam gets fresh bread every day, and this is Lechem Apanim. It's old bread. So his idea of the Lechem Apanim was really to the idea that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah have, that they serve their gods. Asher chelo zvachemo yachelo yishtu yein nesichon. So his idea was that the Lechem Aponim is really for God. You see, it's Lechem Aponim is for man, it's not for God. So that's why he ligleg v'omar, he said this system is deficient. Because you're supposed to be serving God, and you're serving Him bread that's not appropriate. Melech Basav Adam, what you do for? So he confused the Melech Basav Adam with the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. In other words, he equated the two, and by doing that, he entered into a primitive notion of God. You see, that's what Mehechan Yatza. So that's the first Mandam Rabbi Levi. Mehechan Mipasha Shalomal Yatza. There's a smichas aparshis over here. The reason, the main feature the pasuk is telling you is that this is based upon a primitive idea of God. See, you have to understand that. I mean, it's easy to talk about in the past. It's more difficult to talk about in the present. But the truth of the matter is, you know, we can't be done anybody. We have no right to judge. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a human being. Both in Klaus Velev. We have no right to judge. But we could speak in general terms. But even the most horrible event, like the Holocaust, if it causes a person to be Macharef and Megadef, or to deny God, but his reasoning, I mean, the reasoning is the same. If a person denies God, so it's not, might not verbalize. He's not chayav misa. I mean, chayav misa and onshim are a whole separate system. But in terms of the perfection and the imperfection, the idea is lidrosh l'kabel schar is where it's at. So if a person denies God because of something that emotionally they can't handle, so it's based upon two things. The first thing is based on the primitive notion of God. That must be there. That's mehechon yotza mipashal omali yotza. It must be there. Otherwise, he's not going to find himself in this state. The second thing is necessary is the exciting cause, the event that causes it. You see? And over here, that's the second shot. The second shot is that mehechon yotza, it was his ego was in a situation that he could not tolerate. It was intolerable because he was claiming he wants equal rights, equal representation, and the fact is there's halacha l'mishpachos and l'veis avosam. This system is not equal. The system differentiates. The system is based upon a different kind of chachma. And then everybody can't just come in here and just want things to be satisfying to their emotional to their ego. That was Kairach. Kol Eidu Kulm Kedoshim Lamed Nasar Kal Hashem is a different kind of a system over here. So the second shot says that the Vayetze is not a reference to the basic philosophical problem, but it's a reference to the psychological problem that he had. The psychological problem was that he found himself in a confrontational state, in a confrontation with the system. And a confrontation that he couldn't exist. He couldn't exist together with this system. It was impossible to survive. Sometimes you have to get a blow, okay, you take a blow, you go on. But here it was intolerable. And in other words, that he is going to be subordinate because it's not levesa vosam, because he was ben ish mitzri, that he's going to be subordinate in this system was not, he couldn't tolerate, simply could not tolerate that. So his egoistic drives were found themselves in direct opposition to the system of, Yadas. And that's why he was Makala. It's an interesting thing. So according to the first shot, the pasuk is pointing to the philosophical deficiency and backdrop. According to the second shot, it's pointing to the area of man that he finds intolerable. And that is when his egoistic drives are in direct conflict with the objective system of Yadas. He just can't coexist. He can't with the system. It's impossible for him to find a state where he could be at peace with the system. So that was what caused the Megadef. That's what caused the Megadef. That's the Machlekes in Chazal. So really, it's just two sides. It's not a Machlekes. It's two sides of the coin. Both elements necessary. Yes. The pasuk says, "Amar novel believo ain elikim." That the novel, the low life, says that ain elikim. That's right. The pshat, that's a generic pshat. Vayehi lo pshat me'olam yotza is basically is a generic pshat. That's me'olam yotza. That the idea that the Torah is trying to teach you is that there are two types of chatayim. All these three pshatim are harmonious, and it's not a machlekes, like one maintains the other one is wrong. It's a question of what the pasuk came to teach you, but the three ideas they all agree on. The first one, the idea is me'olama yatza, is that the Torah is trying to tell you, like I mentioned before, that you have to differentiate between one type of chet and another kind of a chet. The machar from a gadeif is not a simple chet. Birkas Hashem, as a matter of fact, the Birkas Hashem is a unique kind of a chet. You see, for instance, even a Ben Noach is is chayav. Now, why is benocha? I mean, basically, the older the benocha is, you have the Aver Menachai, okay? That you understand. That's as man's place in the universe. Aver Menachai. Then you have then of course the leave Birgera. Then you have Gzela, okay, Gzela, we understand the Gezel. I mean, that's the whole system of justice based upon God determining what human rights are. And then you have and then Dinim is what do you call it, is in terms of the Stava system, and the rest is Gila, Raya, Shvichos, Naman, Avodah Zarah. What's Birkas Hashem? What is that? Why is that for Benoch? I mean, it would seem that should be for a Jew. She has many, 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 many manifestations of chait, which the Torah gives a Jew. But a guy is why is a guy so involved? Why should we chayev just for that? What did he do really? He didn't serve a Avodah Zarah, and he didn't violate a law which is necessary for tikkun ha'olam. I mean, so why is why is it so bad? But that's vayetze. Because this chayt, even though it's not Avodah Zarah, but it's equivalent to Avodah Zarah because it's based upon the wrong idea of God. And that's Avodah Zarah. Same thing. It's an interesting thing in general. You see, the Torah doesn't really bother too much with apocrisis. It's an interesting thing. I mean, in general, Torah doesn't really bother too much with apocrisis. There's not much place there. I mean, of course, we know that it's a... the Ibn Ezra says, not the Kuris, is worse than Avodah Zarah, is it? Whatever, worse, better, but the Torah doesn't seem to buy it. It's not Mefurish in the Kraw, you see. Because the reason is, and what does the Ram say? Ram says, Stam Machsheves Apikuris is Avodah Zarah. Stam Machsheves. The answer is because, you see, the Torah really is, you're the Torah of Daito Shel Odom. There's no such thing as a human being that can live without an underlying something which he considers reality. You see, it's not possible, because a person has to, unless a person was completely demented, he has to, beyond the functions that maintain his life, he has to have in his mind demands some kind of a consistency. A consistent system that directs his life. I mean, he has to have something. So if a person's not Bikuris, basically what he's maintaining is that material reality is the only reality. So everything, that's the source of everything in his life. So that's Avodah Zarah. I mean, it means that the Avodah Zarah is really all inclusive. Avodah Zarah means a denial of the Yesod HaYesodos. That's what I mean. So any kind of denial really falls under that. Of course, the chiyuv is you can't kill a person just because he has a bad idea. I mean, that's something else. That's onshin. But that doesn't mean that it's not worse. Sometimes a person that has a bad idea is worse than a person that violates the technical avodah zarah chayav misa. It's two different things. But the reason why the Torah doesn't bother too much with the apikaris is because it's the same thing, basically. It's the same thing. It means wherever the instinctual drives determine what the basis of reality is, that's all it is. It's just a matter of forms. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And wherever Chachma determines what the source of reality is, that's Yahadus. That's it. It's simple. Omar Novo Belibo Ein Elokim. That's what it means. It means the novel said denies God. He's an apikaris. What does it mean? It means to say that his conclusion comes about through his instinctual drives drawing the conclusion. That's why he comes to that conclusion. So it's the same thing, basically. I mean, the Torah mentions the Avodah Zarah because most people are not apikorsim, because the way the psyche is structured, they have to satisfy a certain kind of a superego, and so they can't be apikorsim. Most people are believers. So on a practical level, the real enemy of Torah is the misguided religion. That's the real enemy of Torah. The counterfeit, the Avodah Zarah. That's really the. That's why Yahadus talks mainly about Avodah Zarah. But in concept, it's the same thing. Aman Navo Beliba Ein Elokim, that's what it means. It means any time the instinctual drives determine what the basis of reality is all Avodah Zarah. In practicality, you're not going to find too many people that are really genuine apikorsim. They have some kind of, they always harbor some kind of belief system, you see. And that's the enemy of Yahadus. That's why Yahadus is the only religion that went out against Avodah Zarah, other religions. That's I mentioned many times that the Bertrand Russell wrote, he says that the other religions are more tolerant because they would tolerate their other friends. Yahadus, he says, is intolerant. It's not democratic. He's right, but he's wrong. Because the reason is because Yahadus maintained that there's a reality. You can't, it's not a matter of being polite. It's a matter of reality. It's Yahadus demanded one thing, reality. The other religions, they wanted to worship, they wanted to satisfy their own emotions. So they're nice people. They say, you have your emotions, we have our emotions. Yeah. No. Your question is, can you misuse Chachma? Certainly you can misuse. I wouldn't say you could misuse Chachma. I would say that you could miss Chachma, okay, and use something else. Because Chachma is what is true. But no, I mean, just to your question was an example of Bertrand Russell. Bertrand Russell was a menuhal. I mean, basically, the man's life. He said that the three things that drove him in life: one was romantic love, for which he gave up most of his life, and he said he'd give up his entire life for 1 hour of romantic love. That's not a philosopher. That's a person that's driven by a passion. And the second thing was a little nicer thing, but also passion. He said it bothered him very much about the suffering of mankind. But that's an emotional kind of a thing. That's not what Yahadus proposes. And then the third thing he said was his love of reason. Yeah, but you can't just take these three things and just say now you have philosopher. Because you have one thing is love of reason, but then you have two other powerful emotions. So that's Aman Navo Beliba. That means his conclusions are going to be made out of all these, this whole cholent of, this whole mixture of forces. That is not a chacham. Okay, that is not a problem. That is the only. In order to be a philosopher, you need certain credentials. And the first thing is the Derech HaChaim is under control. And he lives like a chacham. Otherwise, you don't even deal with it. Okay, most people become philosophers when they find that they somehow or other they're failing. So they try to take their failures and use that as a backdrop to create them, to make them into the great philosophers, because they do things differently than other people, not because they're failures, but because they're really big chacham. But when you investigate their lives, you see very quickly what the truth is. Okay, yeah. So the best thing is three ways. One way is that it's a generic reference. It's telling you this chait is not an ordinary chait. There's a chait which is the person isn't destroyed, and there's a chait where the person is completely destroyed. May Allah mayatza. And the other two are identifying the trends that are responsible for the chait. Okay? Yeah. Because Rashi says, B'soch b'nei som alamech in this gayer. So the question is, why is he after this gayer? So some want to say that Rashi Shita is that that if the father is non-Jewish, that the child is non-Jewish. I don't think you have to say that. You'll soon see. The Ramban definitely rejects it. And I know that there's the Achranim want to say that there is a sheet like that, but I believe one time went through the area, and you could explain a lot of the riyas and without making recourse to that. Okay, but anyways, it says Vafa Pisha Pasakna Bigamara. The Ramban says the Ovi Gulama Ba Bas Yisrael Avlad Kusher Bein Bepnuya Bein Beesach. So Ramban says even though it's true that the child is Jewish, if the mother is Jewish and the father is a guy. But he says, but in the Gemara they said mezaminus avlad, which means to say that you taint the vlad. He's not completely clean, so to speak. Shehu pagum lakuna. What does it mean? Pagum lakuna. The vlad is pagum lakuna. It means that if the child is a girl, daughter, she's psul lakuna, and it's brought down in Ibn Ezra that way. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. It's an interesting halacha. Not people don't know halacha, but it's brought down. It's a machlokes Rishana. Okay? It's a machlokes Rishana. That's what the Gemara is in Yevamos. Okay, the Gemara is in Yevamos. Very well. Gemara's in Yevamos. Yevamos daf mem hei amar alef. Yeah, the Gemara says, "Ovekachav memem avavachav never bo abas yisrael avlad kosher." Elam Rav Yosef Rebbe, the chiyaser of Dimi, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, "Ovekachav ve'ever abo abas yisrael avlad mamzer." Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar avlad makulkol, Raman. Okay, so you see, so one sheet was that avlad mamzer. An interesting thing that the Vlad is a Mamza, the Vlad is the din of a Mamza. You say, it means a whole different definition of Mamza, basically. It's a whole different definition of Mamza, because it's Mesura Lavin. Mesura Lavin, it's a Machleg, it's a Gemara too, it's different idea of Mamza, but anyways. So, but we don't pass. We pass. Yerushalmi Levi Amar Vlad Makokel. Yes. What does it mean Makokel? So Gemara says Laman. Ilay Mele Kohol. If you're going to say that they can't marry into the Kohol, Ha'omar Rabbi Shua Vlad Kosher. So you see, they can intermarry. Ella LeKahuna. It means that if it's a girl, she cannot marry a Kayin. Okay. The Kula Maroi De Machshiri Modu Shavlad Pagam Lakuna. That's brought down Shulchan Aruch. That mikavachom me'almana. Okay, so the Gemara derives kavachom, but it comes out that the vlad is pogam lekohuna. It's an interesting thing. And the Gemara has an interesting story. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that ha'u dasa l'kamei the Rav. Someone came in front of Rav Amalei, and he said to him, "Yes, neshala over kachovim ve'ever al bar bas yisrael maru." If an over kachovim lives with a Jewish girl, what's the halacha? Amalei, so he said to him, Avlad Kasher. Avlad Kasher. Amalei, so this fellow said to Rav, Havli Bratach, give me your daughter. I'm such a guy. So he says, I don't know, as he came from that union. Lo Yohivna Loch, I'm not going to give it to you. Amashimi Bachi Larav, Sashim Bachi said to Rav, Amri Inchi, people say, and I don't know what this mushroom is, says, Gamlo Bamodai Akava Rakta. That if you have a camel in media, it can dance on a small little calf.
If you have a what? A camel what?
In media, in Madai, Persian media. So it can dance on a small. It's some kind of a thing that, it can work. Like I think it's similar to the expression that we say today. You say it can fly. You know, it'll fly. Like it'll work. So he says, "Ha kava v'ha gamla v'ha Madai." We have all the ingredients for lo rakta. It's not dancing. In other words, meaning to say that you're not applying it to yourself. Amalei, so Rav said to him, "Ihaviki Yeshua bin Nun lo yehivna lebrati." Even if this guy was like Yeshua bin Nun, Tamachachem Yeshua bin Nun, I still wouldn't give him my daughter. So they go. So he answered him back. So Shimi Barchia said back to him, "Ihaviki Yeshua bin Nun." He says, If he was like Yeshua ben Nun, if you wouldn't give him your daughter, achrini yavlei, others would give him their daughter. Hi, but this guy's in serious trouble. Imala yavlei, if you don't give it to him, achrini yavlei, nobody else is going to give him their daughter either. So that's the Gemara tells you the shock levatai between Rav and between Shimi Bachia. So the Gemara says lava ka'ozel makame, this guy wouldn't leave. Kept staying there. Yov be'enei v'shochav. So Rav looked at him and he died. That's the end of the story. That's the mem mem off. It's an interesting thing. I mean, why? What do I care? I mean, apparently, so what? I mean, so what if he? So why couldn't he give him his daughter? What's so bad? If he's like sure, but no, he still wouldn't do it. Yeah. Mashua gives a good answer for that question. Mashua says because he didn't want to pasul her lekahuna. Because since he has a din of a cholol, like a cholol, so he would pasul ala kahuna. So what Rav meant was that he doesn't have the right to do that to his daughter. In other words, that's something he wouldn't do because he's limiting her. He's limiting her marital options. It's Masha says that. And not because, otherwise you say, I mean, the Talmud Chacham is the highest thing. So what is the Gemara saying? Masha gives that answer. But anyways, but that's the Chazal. But at any rate, that's what the Ramban is quoting. Ramban is quoting that Gemara, where he says, this Ben Isha, this is the Ben Ish Mitzri, who was a Ben Isha Yisraelis. So the Ramban says that the Afa Pisha Pasak Nigmar Avagum Abo Abbasov of Lot Kosher Bain Bain Beishish, yeah, Harayam Mazaminis of Lachu Pagum Lakuna. The Kolshkein She'eno Yisraeli Bishmo Le'inyan Hayachas Bidigolim Ubenachlas Ha'orat. Kilishmos Matos Avosom Kosovayam. Okay? Yeah, Umashem of Toskana Basok Bnei Yisrael Malamich and Isgayer. So that's a Rashi quote. Malamich and Isgayer. Rashi's quote in Toskana. So he says, Eino Sheyitzarech Begeros. Doesn't mean that he had to convert, become a ger. Ela Kachol Yisrael Shenichnasu Lebris B'milo Tfilo V'atzoaz Dom B'shas Matan Torah. Avon Eschavno Loma Sheholach Achrei Imo V'nidbak B'Yisrael. In other words, he had a choice. His father was a Mitzri. And he was Ben Yisrael. So at Matan Torah, he was in a conflict. It's talking not about the question, the halacha question of Geras, because the halacha didn't require any Geras, because the mother's Jewish. But, you see, it's talking about the conflict that he had because the cultural clash. In other words, on the one side he was a Mitzri, you see, on the other side he was a Jew. So Malamech in his Gaia means that you see that he chose the path of Torah. He went after his mother. Okay? Malamich is, that's what the Ramban says.
What?
The Nidbak be Yisrael. The Zetam Besoch b'nei Yisrael. Shehoya imohem. The Lo Rotzo Lo Leches Achrei Oviv Lios Mitzri. You see? Yeah, so what's the significance of that? It's an interesting thing. What's the significance of that? So who cares? So what are the Malamich and Isgaya? What does it mean, Malamich and Isgaya? I mean, what is the purpose of telling you this? Apparently, according to the Ramban, what the Pasuk is teaching you is that you would think, on the one hand, that this is a great person. Why? Because he had two cultures to choose from. His father was a Mitzri, and the mother was a Yisraelis. So you would think that Malamich and his Gaia, that you see that he chose the right path, so you think that's to his credit? That's a raya that he's a great person because he was faced with a challenge and he prevailed? No. On the contrary. He was the lowest person. Even though he made that choice, the choice was not made based upon chachma, but it was really based upon simply the emotion of following his mother. That's exactly right. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you. The Pasuk is teaching you that sometimes you see, who besoch b'nei Yisrael? I mean, you think that's a great thing. Look, this is a great thing. He had a choice. He had the father's a Mitzri, and then the mother's due to a tremendous conflict, and nevertheless, he abandoned the whole father's way, and he went and he became a Jew. A great individual. No, he was a very low individual. He made the correct choice. He made the correct choice because of emotional reasons, because he was very attached to his mother. It was a complete emotional decision. It wasn't based on any chokhmah. And on the contrary, he retained a very primitive idea of God, and the decision that he made to be Megayer is just based on pure emotions. According to Ramban, that's what the Pasuk is saying. Besoch b'ezeh, Malamech in his Gaia. What is Malamech in his Gaia? What's the limud? The limud is that even though he did that, nevertheless it was Russia. Russia Gama. Okay. He says, what it says in Toskana, that he was a mamzer, that's only Kedivah Yochid. V'halocha avlat, we don't paskin that he's a mamzer. I mean, but v'halocha avlat kasher, that's what he says. Now he goes on and says, v'atzafatim omrim, he says, the balateis v'say, ki tam ageirus m'nei shehoya kodam matan Torah, v'ya mishpato leilech achar hazochar. Okay. Anyway, that's a separate thing. Let's say that the machlekes were the Kodem Matan Torah. The Ben was Holech Achar HaZochar. He says because Kodem Matan Torah, it says Be'umos Haloch Achar HaZochar. The Kashenolad Zelo Moloso Kim Mitzri Hoya Bedino. Avol Kishagodl Nizgayer Ledaito V'Nomol. So the Balitesis want to say no, the Geras was really Halacha Geras. Why? Because Kodem Matan Torah by Umos Halacha Achar HaZochar, go by the father. So before Matan Torah, so Taisva says, so we were an Umo. We were just an Umo. So then you go by the father. So he should have been really a Mitzri. So that's why he required Geras. Okay? That's why he required Geras. Because he was born before Matan Torah, and therefore he didn't have a Mitzri, and therefore he had to be Megayer after Matan Torah. That's what the Baal HaTeis say. He answers the problem. It's a nice chat. He answers the problem. But the Ram, what?
Easier reading of Rashi.
Well, Rashi's just quoting the Chazal. It's easier reading of Rashi. That's correct. Rashi could have possibly held that way. That's why I said there's no support for the other. I think it's a, but anyway, Rashi could have possibly held that way. That Be'umos Haloch Achar HaZochar. So the Ramban says an interesting thing. Ramban says, sounds like a great answer. I mean, Ramban says, Ein Daiti Kach. So I don't believe that. Why? Ki Me'eshia Bo Avram Bevris. Because from the time of the Bris Avram, and this is something I think we one time said, Hoyu Yisroel Uvagoyim Lo Yischashvu. Ukimo She'omar Be'esov. V'dilma Yisroel Mumer Shiny. V'kalvachoma Adavar. Im lacha matan Torah shakusi abor bas Avram mechayve lavin vein lo bakedushin he mikva tahora leumos lahachshas vlad alias kamoa lo kolshkin kodam atara shetehe metaheres vlado lios kamoa lechayve b'mila kizaro shel Avram v'yia mechlal b'nei Yisrael. I don't know exactly what the Ramban is saying. Sounds like a funny kind. I mean, what is this? It's a stray. I don't know exactly what he's saying. He doesn't like the Baal HaTeis pshat. I mean, and then he brings a raya he's saying that from the time of Avram Avinu, and we one time says also that they became an Umma by the Bris Ben Hamsaron. That was the Shem Umma. You see, but the Baal HaTeis agree with that too. You see, we mentioned he minted his own coins. He became an Umma, their own unique separate identity as a nation. They set themselves apart as a separate nation, separate philosophy, separate nation. So so that's good. But what's wrong with the Baal HaTeis agree with that also? They also are a new mob. All he says is that before it went after the Zohar until Matan Torah, the Halacha came along and was Koveya, established that what? That the mother's the determinant. You go by the mother. I mean, what does the Ramban bother with? I don't know exactly what his criticism is, what we know is bothering him. And then he has this Kalvachomer Adavar. I think what the Ramban means is like this. So what the Ramban says, he says, Ki me'eis shebo Avram bevris hoyesov v'agoyim lo yischashru. What does it mean of v'agoyim lo yischashru? V'agoyim lo yischashru means they are not like goyim. Taisvis says that Be'umos Haloch Achar HaZochar. So what the Ramban doesn't like is that Taisvis is equating the Jews with the Umos, because the Taisvis said Be'umos Haloch Achar HaZochar. So we before Matan Torah, Taisvis says, we're like Umos, like another nation. So you go by the Zochar. That's what Taisvis says. Ramban says no. He says because Me'eis Shebo Avram Bevis Hoyu Yisrael of Agoyim Lo Yischashru. What does it mean of Avram Leishchashu? It means they're not a nation among the nations. They're different, completely different. You see? V'kmo shama be'esav, v'dilma Yisrael mumar shiny. So the Gemara says the cause Esav, Yisrael mumar. Yisrael mumar. So what are you, Yisrael mumar? You see, that's din of Yisrael. Yisrael, how can you say Yisrael mumar? It's not, Yisrael means, Kedushas Yisrael means it's a separate type of phenomenon. V'kalvachom adover imlacha matan Torah shakusi abor bas Avram chayve lavin ve'ein lo bo kedushin he game of the kedushin he mikva tahora leumos lahachshiras v'lodo lios kemoa she's a mikva hametaheres Okay? Lo kolshkein kodem haTorah sheteim taharis v'lada lios kamoa l'chayva b'mila kizarish lavrom v'yim achal b'nei Yisrael. It's an interesting thing. The Ramban holds that the reason why you go by the aim is not a halachic phenomenon. It's not a halachic phenomenon. It's kedushas Yisrael. It's based on kedushas Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael has kedusha, so the aim is matayr. That's what he means. The reason why you go by the aim is if there were no kedusha to Klal Yisrael, you would not go by the aim. You see? But since Klal Yisrael has kedusha, so the aim is mitaheras. It's an interesting thing. It's a halach in kedushas Yisrael. So that's what the Ramban says like this. So the Ramban says that that's why he dislikes Taisvus Pshat. Because Taisvus is, according to the Ramban, is denying kedushas Yisrael before Matan Torah. And that the Ramban says, no, you can't say that. Because kedushas Yisrael started from Avraham Avinu. And it's the same kedusha that goes straight through to after Matan Torah. The only difference is that in Matan Torah you have Mamlechas Kana V'Goy Kadosh, means in terms of the mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs. But the intrinsic Kedusha started with Avraham Avinu. An amazing Ramban holds that Avraham Avinu, with his ideas, with his revolution of what the Das HaEmes is, what the true idea of God is, he established a whole new Kedusha. And that Kedusha, the reason why the Vlad Holech Achar Aim is not a halachic phenomenon, it's a Kedusha phenomenon. And Kedusha says, well, Vagoyim Le'ischashav means you can't equate, this is a different kind of a nation. It's a different barrier. It's something completely different. The Umos, a nation is a cultural entity. Klal Yisrael, it's an entity of Chachma. When did this entity of Chachma come into existence? From Avinu. And the moment it came into existence, that's when the Kedushas Yisrael came about. So therefore the Ramban holds that why do you go by the mother? Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore the Ramban says, if that's the case, so it's a Kal V'Chomer, Matan Torah, where the halachic system came into existence, and now that we have the halachic system, there's a violation of the Kedushas. Because it's Chayv Elavin. And in spite of that fact, the Kedusha of the aim is Matayah. The aim is a mikvah, the Taras of Lot. So Kal V'Chomer before, where the halachic system didn't exist. In other words, where the halachic system, is really a, the halachic system, the halachic system is an actualization of the Kedusha. It's an actualization of the Kedusha. That's what halacha is. Once you have the halachic system, the Kedusha takes on a form. Correct. It's an actualization into a system. It gives the Kedusha a form, a tzura, and an expression. So the Ramban is saying that if once it has the expression, so now I'm in a position to say, the halacha should say, you don't go basar at the aim. Because since the halacha is the actualization of the Kedusha, and this actualization, the system of halacha, has been infringed upon, because there's a violation of a lav, so therefore I should say that it's not a matter of philosophy anymore, the halacha should step in, and the halacha should say, no, the vlad's no good. Because the system, you understand what I'm saying? The halachic system, the tayag, is taking the kedusha and putting it into a certain specific form, giving it a tzura. You see? So then I should say, if you violate that, so then, you know, that's it. The halacha, that's the way it should work. But you see, the Ramban says that it doesn't work that way. Why? Because it's based upon the intrinsic kedusha. The intrinsic kedusha, which is the intrinsic kedusha, not the kedusha which is tied to the halachic form. So he says. So even though there's an infringement in the framework of halacha, nevertheless the kedusha remains intact. So he says, Kal V'Chomer before Matan Torah, where there was no form formal entity, substance of Kedusha, you see? So then certainly it would go according to the abstract Kedusha. According to the abstract Kedusha. That's what Ramban says, that there's no question that the aim is Metaharis. And even he does not accept the Shitas HaTosfos that there's any difference Kodama and Torah. Because according to Ramban, it's Kedushas Yisroel is why you go bust of the aim. Interesting, Ramban. It's Halach and Kedushas Yisroel. The aim, the role of the aim, it's an amazing thing. It comes out that the role of the aim is different if it's a cultural entity or if the entity is an entity of real Kedusha or Klal Yisrael, which is based on Chachma, which started with Avraham Avinu. It's a different kind of a nation. It means, excuse me? What it means like this, what it means is that if it's a, you see, the aim is the one that really, that is closest to the Vlad, that is closest to, and that raises the child in the early stages, is the aim. So it depends on what, the situation is. If you're dealing with umos, so you're dealing with two cultures. So then we say the culture of the Father Spirit. You see? Culture of the Father Spirit. But if you're dealing with the, that's what Rashi Ramban says, mitaheres avlad. What does it mean, mitaheres? It means there's some kind of tumor there. It's mitahar. What does the tahara? What it means is, because the aim, since the aim is a member of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is not a cultural entity, it's a chachma entity, so she transmits. Then it's a different kind of a situation. It's the institution, the entity of Chachma and Kedusha, which she transmits to the Vlad. And on the other side, you have the antagonist is the culture of the father. So it's culture against Chachma, and the Chachma comes from the mother. So the Chachma is Metayer. That's what the Ramban. That's what the Ramban says. It's an amazing, interesting thing. And if it's just a cultural clash, so we say that the father prevails. Because it's true in the young stages, the mother, but ultimately he's the son of his father. Ultimately the son of his father. Because the culture of the father is the more dominant. But where it's chachma against a cultural dominance, Yahada says that the chachma will prevail. This is a different kind of a system. The chachma comes from the mother. The mother's the one that raises the child in a framework of chachma. Then the Yahada says that the chachma will win against the simple cultural dominance of the father. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting philosophy. But that's what the Ramban says. So it's dependent upon Kedusha. Klal Yisrael is not cultural. It's not cultural. It's Kedusha. Kedusha, of course, is chachma. It's a different kind of a life. So that's what the Ramban says. That's the Ramban, yeah. That's right. But over here, but it doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, at the same time, the Torah is pointing out that just because he followed his mother does not mean that he had Kedusha. There's no simple formula here. The Torah has their general principles. But we don't say, yeah, oh, look at this guy. He was such a great guy. He followed his mother, and then he became a Jew, and he joined Klal Yisrael as a guy. Not that simple. On an individual level, it depends upon a very complex system of an individual and Bechira and Chachma, and a very complex type of a system. The general principle doesn't reflect on the individual in a determining way. That's not true. That's what the parsha is teaching. Right, that's the Ramban. Okay. Yeah. See, there's one thing I would add here. You see, why is it the mother? See, the mother is the one that really raises the child from early youth. What it's teaching you is an interesting thing. It's teaching you that chachma, there is a culture of chachma, so to speak. There is a kind of a chachma reaches a person also in a cultural way. I mean to say that chachma has like an offshoot. There's something that chachma creates which reaches a person even though not directly. You see? Like if you take, for instance, like a thinker like an Albert Einstein, how his whole thing was to learn and to study just for its own sake, just to see Chachmas Hashem for its own sake, for no other reason. Where did he get this? He said he got this from his people, from his nation, from Klal Yisrael. So you know, so he mentions, he praises the Klal Yisrael. Says, I'm proud to come from such people who have such an idea. And it influenced him. He never learned halacha. He never instructed in halacha. He never really learned the chachmas haTorah. Had no shayichus to it. Didn't know what it was. But it's a cult. The culture of Yahadus, it reached him. I use the phrase, within this context, in a kind of a cultural way. So chachma also, chachma has an effect. There's an effect of chachma. Not just the chachma itself. So people are reached by that. You see, people are reached by that. It's like Sigmund Freud said, that why did two Jews make the biggest discoveries? He says, because the Jew is never accepted, and in order to think properly, you have to be able to have the courage to go against the thinking of the masses. You see, that's Avraham Avinu, is kol olam me'ever echad, and Avraham me'ever acher. You see. And so you see that there's a derech ha-chachma. The chachma has a derech. So a child that's raised by the mother who's a chachma and has Kedushas Yisrael, the child has the opportunity to partake of that kind of a phenomenon, that kind of a derech of chachma. You know, even though, so therefore, Yahadu says that's matar the vlad. That's matar the vlad. It's so to speak a quote culture of chachma versus a culture per se, and Yahadus maintains that the effects of the chachma of the aim is metayev of love. That's what they're doing. Okay.